2.25. Interview with a children's book expert, part 3.
For the most part, do you read paper books or e-books?
I'm almost entirely a print book reader. But that's not out of prejudice, that's just out of the fact that I get sent all the books, so it's easy for me to find the book I want to read and pick it up. I read on my iPad sometimes. I think we ought to sort of stop seeing the two in polarity. I think, you know, everybody is going to read both. I read the newspaper online and I read it in print on the weekends. I think we are all just going to get very used to reading in different ways.
Has all the new media made young people read less?
When television first hit, as it were, everyone said children would stop reading. And the curious thing is that children's books and even books for teenagers are stronger now, much stronger than they were when television, children's television, first took hold. Children's television has slightly dwindled, books have increased. So the book has always been under threat from these other media, but somehow reading survives. So there must be something very important about it, or it would have gone. We would all have taken to seeing things in film, which is a much easier way of accessing the same wonderful stories. Or I always think the thing that really threatens reading is listening to music. I know you can do both, but most people don't. But, you know, even with the explosion of music that children have access to, they still have found time for reading.
Do you still read for pleasure?
Well, I still do read for pleasure, but it's harder to get back to that magical experience, which I do remember very clearly from childhood. I do remember that being totally absorbed in the book. But as you get older, it's just harder to carve out time like that, and there's always something else pressing. And, of course, that's got more so if, you know, I have a BlackBerry, I look at it all the time, and I have to stop myself doing that if I'm going to enter this amazing fictional world. So for me, the place that it really works best is a long train journey, because I don't have to look at anything. I can be out of my ordinary life, and I can just have that experience of getting completely lost in the story. But it only really works when the story comes to you and you have that kind of chemical moment when the story grabs you and you know you're not going to stop until you've got to the end of it, or whatever, you know, you want to read it as long as possible. So I can still read for pleasure, but I have to find the right book.